Well, today is communion, so I depart from Acts and I go into something dealing with communion. So I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to one verse, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7, well, actually just 7. In dealing with communion, God speaks to us in His Word with pictures. It says in verse 7, to the church, clean out the old leaven, that you may have a new lump, just as you are in fact unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed for us. Now, what is going on here is that the New Testament is elevating the pictures of the Old Testament to a whole new level. The pictures in the Old Testament were there, but much of the old is concealed. But when you get to the new, it is revealed. And here, there is a direct equation equating of the Passover lamb with Jesus. For years in Jesus' day, at least 1,500 times, when they celebrated communion, they ate lamb. And for them, the lamb was part of their meal. And the instructions, if you go back to Exodus chapter 12, are there. And what the New Testament does is tell you the revealed true meaning of what is in the old. When Paul talks about this, he says, when the Jewish people believe in Christ, the veil is removed that they have. And so for 1,500 years, they have been celebrating a dinner. What did the dinner celebrate? That God had delivered them from slavery in Egypt. And that during that dinner, He gave them instructions of when to keep it. And each household was to have a lamb, verse 3. It told them they shall, in verse 8, eat the flesh the same night, roasted with fire. They shall eat it with unleavened bread. What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians chapter 5? He talked about unleavened bread. And many times in Scripture, unleavened bread means that it's a picture of the pervasiveness of sin. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul talks about removing the leaven, the sin, for Christ our Passover lamb. He is bringing out the full significance of this. Do not eat any of it raw or boil it all with water, but roasted with fire. Now you know why God would say that it needed to be roasted with fire. Fire is a purifying element, and it would picture symbolically the suffering that Jesus would undergo as the true Passover lamb. But up to Jesus, all of what the Jews did was veiled. We on this side have now a completely full understanding of that lamb. They were to eat the animal whole. They weren't to cut it up. They were to eat it whole, roasted with fire, with bitter herbs. And then he said this in verse 13. And they were to take the blood from the lamb. I could have never, as I've told you, made a good wilderness guy. I do not like to harm animals. I feel bad. Don't kill the snake, and with spiders at the house, take them outside. I'm just that way. I don't like to kill anything. Imagine as they slaughter the animal, drain its blood, and then they were to take the blood and they were to put it on the doorposts of every one of their residences. This was new for these people. What would you think if people began to spread blood all over their doors? This is a graphic illustration. But when it says in 13, and when I see the blood, the angel of death will pass over you. And now we can unpack this meaning. The wages of sin is what? But when the angel of death, you don't think that doesn't exist? It sure does. When the angel of death sees a believer in Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ covers that person so that they are protected from the wrath of God. But at the time that this went on, the Jewish people did not see it. They just knew we're going to have a dinner and it celebrates deliverance from Egypt. But little did they know that Egypt actually was a picture of slavery to bondage to sin, and that the blood of that lamb rescued them from the judgment that was going to come upon Egypt. Sorry, Al, that represents the whole world. And when I see the blood of that lamb, and they were to get a perfect, spotless, they had celebrated this. And then what happens in the New Testament is with Paul, that Paul says this, Christ, our Passover lamb, the whole significance. This is what they call in theology, and Sam will remember this word. It's called heightening. Have you ever been around these preachers that see types in everything in the Old Testament? They see every little thing in the Old Testament is a type of the New Testament, particularly Christ. Well, the rule is if the New Testament doesn't heighten that type, what is Aaron's rod that budded? What is that a type of? Nothing. The Bible has to heighten it in the New Testament. And here, the lamb is heightened to its crescendo of that sacrifice of that innocent lamb for all those years. God was using to teach them freedom from slavery, freedom from bondage, substitution, the innocence, and that all of that crescendoed, reached its height in Jesus, of which those were merely pictures. And the blood was a mark that when the angel sees the blood, judgment will pass over you. And here is what we're celebrating. The blood of Jesus Christ frees us from the wrath that God sees when he sees the wickedness in this world. How much of this world is wicked? The whole thing. If you wonder why things happen, and I get mystified by everything, I remind myself that who is the God of this world? And that's the only thing I can fall back on when I see everything that goes on. What then is God's role? He's ceded it to Satan. And the rescue of us from this world dominated by Satan, here it is. That Passover lamb that pictured deliverance from bondage had its fulfillment in Jesus, who was the real fulfillment of which that in the Old Testament merely pictured about our deliverance. So that's why we take these elements. How does the Bible teach? It teaches by pictures. We take the bread. They were to have unleavened bread. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is given for you." What is he teaching by that? Fancy term, substitution. Jesus took the sinner's place. Shall we take and eat the bread that symbolizes that he took our place? The graphic illustration of bread, our blood. I wonder what Gentiles that saw Jewish people with that lamb thought about their Passover. For if we weren't used to this symbolism, don't you think that people, you know what they used to accuse Christians of? They were cannibals. Because they would drink the blood and eat the body of Jesus. Was spread among the Romans. But what these were pictures of Jesus taking the sinner's place. And the blood symbolized he would take our place to offer punishment for sin. So we take and drink. Our Father, we thank you for the pictures that we see and how their fulfillment was done through Jesus. We thank you for so great a salvation. We pray, Father, that in everything we do as a church, the Lord Jesus Christ would be honored, glorified, and uplifted in Jesus' name. Amen.